Turkey has opened a railway tunnel underneath the Bosphorus Straits, creating a new link between Europe and Asia in Istanbul. The ceremony was inaugurated by the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, President Abdullah Gül, as well as Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. This massive project, 1.4 kilometres of which is laid undersea, is part of the bigger Marmaray rail link project, which has cost more than $4 billion.
This project is too important to us and also the world. People are always saying that Turkey is going down, but the opposite is true. We are opening a $3 billion project here. I spoke to some friends in Belgium who said that the economic situation is so bad there that they want to return to Turkey.
Turkey initiated the project in 2004, but it has been delayed for 4 years due to the discovery of multiple underwater archaeological finds in the path of the tunnel. The new tunnel will carry 70,000 passengers per hour across the Bosphorus in a time of 4 minutes. The AK Party's projects, including hospitals and road construction, have gained support amongst many rural Anatolians. However, critics of the Prime Minister see the tunnel as one of his grandiose construction projects for the city where he used to be mayor. Indeed, given the limited train service available, the president of the Istanbul Chamber of Urban Planners, Tayfun Kahraman, wonders why the inauguration had to happen so soon.
Although many people criticise today as a vanity project for the Prime Minister and his ruling AK Party, nevertheless there is a real sense of excitement for the tens of thousands of people gathered here today to see Asia and Europe united for the first time in hundreds of thousands of years with an undersea tunnel. Nada Fekri, Press TV, Istanbul.